Welcome to Things You Missed in Sunday School, where we talk about the lesser known, the obscure, but interesting stories from the Bible and church history. My name is Spencer.
This is Ron.
And I'm Andrew.
We have compiled an exhaustive list of people, places, things, ideas, and events that we're going to go through one by one over the course of this series. This is entry number 17 from the list, and it is entitled Lefty.
Nice. Okay, I'll take this. We've got some very, very influential people, some very famous people that were left-handed.
Okay.
A lot of people do not realize that many of our presidents have been left-handed. Absolutely. James Garfield, Herbert Hoover, Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, all left-handed.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not. That is amazing. Those are all very recent presidents, too.
Yeah. Well, most of them. Garfield.
Yeah, Garfield's kind of a while back. Yeah. But all those other guys, like, I mean, I'm saying 20th century and, you know, closer.
Yeah. That's all except Garfield.
Okay. Yeah, except Garfield. Well, all right.
Are many of them lefties on the political spectrum also?
I'm not touching that. I'm not. I don't. I mean, yeah, some of them are, but let's not go there.
That's okay. A great idea. Yeah, let's move on.
Some baseball players down through the years, some of the best hitters of all time, particularly home run hitters, have been left-handed. Barry Bonds, left-handed.
Right.
Babe Ruth was left-handed. Ken Griffey Jr., Jim Tomei, a lot of lefties down through the years. Good stuff. Other famous left-handed people, some musicians that we know and love, like Paul McCartney, obviously, because he played the bass left-handed. Did you know that both of the Everly Brothers...
I do not know who the Everly Brothers are.
You don't know who the Everly Brothers
I do not.
Are? Oh my goodness, what are you, like 12?
I am not, but I do not know the Everly. I do not know them.
Andrew, do you know the Everly Brothers?
I know they were two brothers who came from Mr. and Mrs. Everly.
Exactly. I am not alone.
All right. You. Well, if any of our older generation is listening, they certainly know the Everly Brothers. Have you ever heard the song Dream? All I Have to Do Is Dream?
I have not.
Wow. Look it up. Okay. Well, just a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities that are left-handed.
Some of the greatest people that have ever walked the face of the earth, I would say, left-handed. And some of the greatest preachers are left-handed as well.
Why would you say that?
Just say.
Are you left-handed?
No, I am. I am left-handed.
Okay.
How about that?
What do you do left-handed?
Pretty much everything. I write left-handed.
Okay.
I throw left-handed. Now, when I swing a golf club or play softball, I usually do that right-handed. I can bat left-handed, but normally I will swing right-handed. I preach left-handed.
You preach left-handed. What about play piano?
I do that left-handed.
That's
too.
Such a talent.
You know, actually, that's
you're
kind
so
of
so diverse.
Yeah, no, that's kind of a joke, but I do play guitar left-handed. That is a thing. Left or right-handed guitar player.
You play guitar.
Or I play it right-handed. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't play it left-handed.
Growing up left-handed, what were some, you know, struggles being a lefty? Did you have?
Well, yeah, the obvious ones that most people have, I think, are you know, when you're in school and you're writing and you drag your hand through the ink or the lead and you get that mark all up. And down
the lefty, the lefty tattoo.
Yeah, the lefty tattoo, and then you've also got something that was a little bit irritating. It was like if you got a spiral bound notebook and you're trying to write, and your hand is kind of into
it's
the
just resting on the spirals, which is annoying.
Yeah, well, and then it's like, you know, you got these grooves in the side of your hand from resting on the spirals. When I was playing softball, I was 13 before I had a left-handed glove, so
what?
I would catch the ball with a glove on my left hand, jerk it off real quick. Quick and then throw.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
The stationary pins at the bank are always mounted to the right side.
Interesting.
Yeah, Andrew, you are right, and that is very annoying because they never make the chains long enough to reach to the other side, and so you have to kind of slide and contort yourself in kind of a weird way to be able to sign your...
What is this, Russia?
Yeah, you know what?
We know we have Russian audience.
We probably got spies, yeah. Zuckerberg's probably turning us in right now. Here's the deal. You would think that I would just maybe take my own pen in, but you know, that's too much of a hassle.
Cartoon characters that are left-handed.
Say what?
Cartoon characters. Chucky from Rugrats, if anybody remembers that show.
I do.
Arnold from Hey Arnold, and the one and the only Kermit the Frog.
I knew that.
was left-handed.
You know how I knew that? In the movie, the Muppet movie, and he's sitting in the boat and he's playing the banjo, singing the song.
Oh, yeah?
Rainbow Connection.
Okay.
He's playing it left-handed.
Oh, man.
There you go.
It's because his creator, Jim Henson, was left-handed.
Yeah.
So he decided to make Kermit the Frog left-handed.
Good job, Jim.
So even some famous cartoon characters and puppets were also left-handed, too.
When you walk into a classroom and the desks and chairs are one piece, but the desk comes from the right side.
Yeah.
I had that in college, and there were like three lefties in the same class, in one class that I had in college, and there was only one left-handed desk. So we would try to get there early, try to beat the other person to the left-handed desk. That was a big deal.
There are 30 million people in America that are left-handed. August 13th is National Left-Handed Day.
Yes.
That is a real thing. So only 10% of all people are left-handed, but I do not know how to verify this, but half of all cats are left-handed. I can't even say that without laughing, because I don't know how you verify that.
Wow.
And are they really left-handed, or are they left-pawed? And is it just their left front paw? Or is it both left paws?
Wow. I don't know. I'll go test Lola whenever we get home. Yeah. But you know what? I will say this. She jumps up on the mantle of our fireplace where our TV is located.
Okay.
She'll be watching a ball game, and I believe she swats at it with her left paw.
Interesting.
She certainly does. Wow.
Studies have shown that people who are left-handed are likely to live up to 9 years less than right-handed people.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because all the stress we have to put up with the pens being on the wrong side of the counter and the wire-bound notebooks, it just stresses us out so much.
Wedding rings are on the left-hand ring finger because it used to be believed that there was a vein that went straight from that finger to your heart. Turns out all veins go to the heart.
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
That's shocking.
Also, there is, or at least was, a Scottish saying that if someone was unlucky, there was a saying that said he must have been baptized by a left-handed priest.
No way. Yes,
that is or was a saying in Scotland. That is, isn't that hilarious?
That is.
And there are actually some people who believe that being left-handed is a sin.
Yeah, you know, I know that, now this wasn't tried when I was a kid, but I had always heard that the old belief was if they discovered that someone was left-handed, they would tie that left hand to behind the back or to their leg or whatever they could tie it to and force the child to use their right hand because
they believed
being left-handed was not a good thing.
Wow.
Well, I love being left-handed because this is showing my age, but some of our older listeners might remember the Funny Face drinks.
Okay.
Back in the day. Funny Face was kind of a knockoff of Kool-Aid, and they had all these different characters where it was like Choo Choo Cherry, and there was Goofy Grape and Jolly Ollie Orange.
Okay.
But the lemon flavor was Lefty Lemon.
Lefty Lemon.
So my siblings actually called me that, so I'm Lefty Lemon, so that was kind of cool.
Well, there are two times in the Bible where left-handed people are mentioned. One is Judges 20:16.
Judges 20:16 from the ESV says, among all these were 700 chosen men who were left-handed. Everyone could sling a stone at a hare and not miss.
Talk about eagle eyes, right? Like,
yeah.
That's one time that left-handed people are mentioned. The other time left-handed people are mentioned in the Bible is the passage we're reading today, which is Judges chapter 3. Get to that in a second. Those people who are left-handed are actually from the tribe of Benjamin. The name Benjamin means son of my right hand. Like, that is, it's super ironic that these lefties, including who we're talking about today, Ehud, are all from the tribe of Benjamin. And the word Benjamin means son of my right hand. It's kind of ironic there. Only 1% of the whole world population is ambidextrous.
Mm.
You know what that means, Andrew?
Does that mean you can breathe underwater and on land?
That is wrong. ambidextrous.
Oh, man.
Ambidextrous.
Pray for our children, please.
Ambidextrous means you are fully functional with right and left-handed.
Yeah.
And there is a passage in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 where it talks about David's mighty men. It says they were able to shoot arrows or sling stones right-handed or left-handed.
Wow.
But David's mighty men, that's an episode for another day. But for today, we are going to be reading Judges chapter 3, verses 12 through 25. So because this is a long passage, we're going to hop around between the three of us. So
okay.
Go ahead, Ron. Start us off.
Sounds good. Okay. And the people of Israel, again, did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel because they had done what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He gathered to himself the Ammonites and the Amalekites and went and defeated Israel. And they took possession of the city of palms. And the people of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years.
Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up for them a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjaminite, a left-handed man. The people of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab. And Ehud made for himself a sword with two edges, a cubit in length, and he bound it on his right thigh under his clothes. And he presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man, and when Ehud had finished presenting the tribute, he sent away the people who carried the tribute.
But he himself turned back at the idols near Gilgal and said, I have a secret message for you, O king. And he commanded silence, and all his attendants went out from his presence. And Ehud came to him and was sitting alone in his cool roof chamber. And Ehud said, I have a message from God for you. And he arose from his seat, and Ehud reached out with his left hand, took the sword from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the hilt also went in after the blade, and the fat closed over the blade, and he did not pull the sword out of his belly, and the dung came out. Can I talk about that for a second?
I'd rather you not.
Okay, fine. Then Ehud went out into the porch and closed the doors of the roof chamber behind him and locked them. When he had gone, the servants came, and when they saw that the doors of the roof chamber were locked, they thought, surely he is relieving himself in the closet of the cool chamber. And they waited till they were embarrassed. But when he still did not open the doors of the roof chamber, they took the key and opened them, and there lay their Lord dead on the floor. Ehud escaped while they delayed.
Yeah. And that closet of the cool chamber is just a nice way of saying they thought he was in the bathroom.
Right. They thought he was in the bathroom. Probably because they smelled.
There we are again, right? Yeah, this was back before poopery, I'm guessing.
I would guess so.
Okay. Today's episode sponsored by the wonderful poopery.
Okay.
We can edit that out. Or not.
So Ehud is unique in the sense that he is left-handed.
Yeah.
And the reason why he was probably able to sneak into King Eglon's chamber without his sword being reprimanded from him is because when people would come into the king's chamber, the guards would check the left-hand side of the person's waist. You know, he'd maybe pull his coat back just to show like his hilt.
His weapon.
That his weapon was not there or that he did not have a sword.
Yeah, it would be on the left side because a warrior
was right-handed.
They reach across their body and pull it out of the left
side. So it was just check your, left side. Okay, no sword, move on. Well, obviously, Ehud's sword was on his right side.
Yeah.
So he was able to sneak it into the king's chamber.
Not an accident. God had a plan.
Right.
Absolutely.
If I was in the Bible and I only had one verse to my name, I would not want what King Eglon was described as when Andrew read it. Where in verse 17, it says the only physical characteristic we get of Eglon was that he was a very fat man. And I can tell you, if you Google Eglon and click on images, the painters throughout history have not been kind to his outer appearance, because that's the one verse that he is described as.
That's all we got. Yeah. That's amazing that there's more in the Bible about Eglon's appearance than Jesus' appearance.
Wow. That is an amazing fact.
There's nothing there.
Hair color, eye color.
Nothing.
Height, nothing about Jesus' appearance.
But yet, this fat king, we know about.
We know he was big, yeah. I think we don't know anything about Jesus' physical appearance, because if we did, do you think we might look to that physical appearance as somehow holier than all the other ones? If we knew Jesus was brown hair, brown eyed.
That's what we need to look like, yeah.
If we knew Jesus was brown hair, brown eyed, do you think some people would go to the extreme and say, well, brown hair, brown eyed babies are the best, and if your baby's anything different, then they're inferior to...
I'm guessing he probably was, though, just because he was Jewish, where he was from.
Where he was born, exactly.
Yeah, we can assume. assume what he looked like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. That's why some people, even today, they don't feel right having pictures of Jesus around. They think that's some type of, like it's wrong to have these pictures of Jesus because we really don't.
We don't know if he had long hair, short hair, big beard, not a big beard, you know, nothing. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sure he did not look like Kenny Loggins like some of the pictures of him.
I like how we brought all that back to Jesus. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the story of Ehud, the left-handed judge from the book of Judges. And you know what, guys? I am not sure how to end this podcast. So, Ron, I'm going to let you take a stab at it.
I did it.
I'm a dad, so I'm allowed to make those jokes.
Well played. And the jokes don't get any better the older you get, trust me.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up this way. Every time we read something in the Bible, we think, why is it there?
Right.
What's the importance of it? And, you know, the original readers would have seen God at work and would have seen the power in this story for a variety of reasons. First of all, there's this lone man who walks into the king's palace. He assassinates the king without being captured.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just an amazing story in and of itself.
And the Jews are delivered because...
And the Jews are delivered. And this is a very unexpected story because... all of the risk that was involved of him walking in. Again, you know, you already noted the fact that his sword was on his left side, or on his right side, so that he could reach across with his left hand. And so, you know, that's kind of a neat thing there, how he was able to sneak in there and do that. The second, I think, cool thing about this story and why it might be there is because this one battle changed the next 80 years of Israel's history, okay? This story, it's more than just getting rid of this overweight, wicked leader, you know, it changes the history. It changes the course of the nation over the next several generations. And then third, this is a story of freedom, just as God redeemed the Israelites from captivity and freed them from Pharaoh and the Egyptians. God is freeing his people in this story. He still has the ability to free us from our sins today.
And that concludes this episode, entry number 17, Lefty. We are ministers at East Columbus Christian Church in Columbus, Indiana. Of course, we invite you to our services on Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. with Sunday school in between. There is children's church during both services as well. We have a Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Also, there is youth and children's group on Wednesday nights with a meal at 6 p.m. and lesson and stuff at 6:30.
Feel free to contact us at missedinsundayschool@gmail.com. And as always, don't take our word for it.
Take God's word for it.
Catch you later.
And this is Lefty Lemon.
And this is Ambidextrous Andrew.
That's great.
Why? Why?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.